And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 23rd of January, 2017. It's the birthday of the architect Henry Mather Green, born Brighton, Ohio, 1870, who, along with his brother Charles, emigrated to Pasadena in their early 20s, where they designed homes in the arts and crafts style with some Japanese influences and created a style of home that came to be known as the California bungalow. Simple, wooden, one-story, low-pitched roofs, balconies, porches. It was on this day, 1855, the first permanent bridge across the Mississippi was opened. It was in Minneapolis, a feat of engineering that connected Minneapolis on the West Bank to Nicollet Island to the village of St. Anthony on the East Bank. It's the birthday of the pharmacologist Gertrude Elion, born in New York City in 1918, went to work for the pharmaceutical company Burroughs Wellcome and formed a research partnership with Dr. George Hitchings that lasted more than 40 years. Over the course of her career, Gertrude Elion helped to develop drugs to treat leukemia, malaria, herpes, and AIDS, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1988. It's the birthday of the poet and playwright Derek Walcott, born on the Caribbean island of St. Lucia, north of Venezuela, in 1930. Derek Walcott, who said, "For every poet, it is always morning in the world, because the fate of poetry is to fall in love with the world in spite of history." And it's the birthday of the French novelist and essayist Stendhal, born Marie-Henri Bailey in Grenoble, France, in 1783. He wrote for journals and periodicals. He used dozens of pseudonyms, including William Crocodile, Old Hummums, and his famous name Stendhal. Published his first novel at the age of 44 and went on to write his masterpieces The Red and the Black and The Charterhouse of Parma. Stendhal, who said, "It is better to have a prosaic husband and to take a romantic lover." Here's a poem for today by Noel Coward, "Nothing is Lost." Deep in our subconscious, we are told, lie all our memories, lie all the notes of all the music we have ever heard, and all the phrases those we loved have spoken, sorrows and losses time has since consoled, family jokes, outmoded anecdotes, each sentimental souvenir and token, everything seen, experienced, each word addressed to us in infancy, before we could even know or understand the implications of our wonderland. There they all are, the legendary lies, the birthday treats, the sights, the sounds, the tears, forgotten debris of forgotten years, waiting to be recalled, waiting to rise before our world dissolves before our eyes, waiting for some small, intimate reminder, a word, a tune, a known, familiar scent, an echo from the past, when in innocent, we looked upon the present with delight and doubted not the future would be kinder and never knew the loneliness of night. Nothing is Lost by Noel Coward from his collected verse, published by Methuen Publishing and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, celebrating 50 years of support, advocacy, and community. Learn more at awpwriter.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.